everyone, and welcome back to another episode of In the Rearview Mirror, a supernatural retrospective. We are your Hunter hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We're going to be talking about more episodes of Supernatural, and it happens to be end of season 5.
End of season 5. We're here. We've made it.
Yes, we are. The episodes this week we watched, well, were, you know, the last 3 episodes, but they were The Devil You Know, 2 Minutes to Midnight, and then Swan Song.
Big oof.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I knew we had to, like, get through all these, like, episodes because I knew very key points that we needed. But also, like, I had no idea what any of these episodes were, like, otherly based on.
What do you mean, based on?
I was like, oh, we need to meet Pestilence. We need to meet Death. We need, like, all this stuff to happen.
Right. We're, like, all these events and there's, like, one episode left.
Then I was like, I knew we had to do all this stuff, but I didn't know what the rest of the episodes were really about, per se. I guess to start with Devil You Know, we get right into it real quick because we get our 16th blood cannon.
We sure do.
And Sierra, you called it.
Yeah, right, I was like, oh, I was like, you know what look great right on that window and that door? Blood cannon.
Yeah, they did it. Because we know so well.
That's what I'm talking about.
So this is like the whole pestilence thing that's going on with like they're trying to spread their... He's spreading the swine flu.
I wanted to die. Swine flu.
I know. No. And then, like, they're going to send the virus in the vaccine. And all, this whole time, I'm just like, LOL.
It is genius.
Also, it's really funny now because, like, right now with COVID, we are just getting our vaccines here in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, no one has seemed to exhibit any Croatoan signs so far, so that's good news.
So we're good. Yeah, we're good.
That's good news. But yeah, this episode absolutely gave me big 2020 mask vibes. Yeah. Everyone's wearing masks, and I'm just like, yeah, this is normal. It took me a second to be like, oh, everyone's wearing a mask. This is out of place and strange.
Oh my gosh, no. It was the thumbnail of the video was like them of like in masks. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, this is supposed to be weird, and it's not.
You have to, your brain has to remember, the before times when this would have been strange.
I know.
It was weird because no one was wearing a cool mask. It was all just those boring, like, blue medical masks.
Well,
because
it was only, like, even the doctors were like, yeah, you're just going to have, like, a bad case of the flu, and then you're going to...
You're just going to have a bad week at work.
Yeah, and then, like, you'll be fine. Like, it's fine, but, like, we need to get the vaccine because just a lot of people...
Just everyone has it.
Yeah, it's not good.
We need somebody to be able to do something in this country. We need someone to make things and such.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I thought it was so funny kind of going with Pestilence because Pestilence was just like, yeah, this is, like, the worst thing to do. Like, ha, my other brothers think they're, like, hot shit, kind of. But, like, ha, Warren Famlin, they're nobody. Like, look at me. I'm the one who will take man down. And
he's like, they take forever.
But for the rest of the episode, I just really like that Crowley just, like, you know, keeps popping up. Crowley is the best character. I don't know. I honestly don't remember if I've gushed about him so much yet.
Well, because we've only, unfortunately, gotten to see him once at, like, the very beginning, really, of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, where is Crowley in all this? Like, where is he? And then he shows up now, and I'm like, yes, okay.
Funny enough, the line, where he's just like, I'm on the run. I was, like, slaughtered and they destroyed my suits. They ate my tailor. Like, I, for some reason, I thought that was season 7.
Because the
monsters that are in season 7.
Right.
I thought he was like, they ate my tailor. Like, because that would make sense for the monsters in season 7.
Oh.
And I was just like, I mean, it's funnier though. No. These demons.
That's more bizarre. They ate his tailor?
Well, I think it would piss him off.
I mean, of course. Crowley likes his suits.
I know.
And he's just Bobby, like, when Bobby shot him.
What did Crowley say when he was like, I mean, yeah, it's me in the flesh, or like, what was he? What was his vessel?
I believe it was something like a mild-mannered literary agent from New York.
Yeah.
Or whatever he said. Something literary agent from New York.
That's what Crowley would take. He's like, nope, need big boss man. You know, literary symmetry.
Yeah, negotiations and such. Yeah, literary agents. That makes sense.
Well, and that actually, funny enough, I would want to bet that he had a vessel before and then, like, this guy, you know, came for a deal. And then after 10 years, he's like, I take a fancy to this body. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
I mean, he could have. It's just kind of funny.
I don't think we ever get any more background on his vessels. Too bad.
No. I know. Mark Shepard's real. Just the real. I don't know what else to say. He's just awesome.
He is. That's all I have to say. Yeah, if an episode doesn't have Cass, it best have Crowley.
Literally.
All I gotta say.
He has the best lines.
We talk about demons having the best lines. Crowley is the one who has the best lines of all demons.
Like, literally, no. Like, Crowley literally has the best lines. Like, he has, like, all of the lines that kind of, like, make the show the cult classic that it is. Because he asked Dean, like, where's your moose?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is where we get moose and squirrel again. Like, because, like, well, just not moose. Squirrel. Yeah, but
just moose.
Just moose now. But it's just kind of funny. And I'm like, why do I feel like this was, again, Mark Shepard just being like, where's your moose? The large, large man that is Jared Padalecki.
He's not wrong, though. He's not wrong.
And then, like, when he has Brady tied up and he's like, oh, yes, I told the demons, or I maybe made it an assumption that we are in.
Implied.
We are implied that we are lovers in league with Satan.
No, lovers in league against Satan.
Oh, shit. I wrote it down right that way. But yeah, lovers in league against Satan.
Absolutely iconic.
And he's just like, hello, darling.
He's the delivery of his lines. First of all, his lines. And then second of all, the delivery of his lines. Crowley, Mark Shepard, I love you.
I know. Literally. It's just he's so funny. And then, like, of course, later, you know, hellhounds come in. Side note about the hellhounds, I get so stressed out every single time there's hellhounds. I think it's just, like, horrible PTSD of just, like, Dean and, like, Joe.
We're back to season three.
I know. And I'm just like, oh, my God, every single time, because they're just, oh, and they're, and you can't see them.
And you freeze, and you're like, is that? And we're like, Dean, is that a hellhound?
I know. And then Dean's like, what are we going to do? And then, like, Sam's like, what are you doing? Where's the salt? I'm like, I don't know. But why this is relating to Crowley, too, is because he's like, goodbye, guys. And he's like, oh my God, we're gonna tore up right now. And then Crowley's like, sit, be good. And Dean's like, you can control this thing? He's like, no, of course not. I brought my own. Mine's bigger.
I love that Crowley always, like, just disappears when they think, and the boys think he's abandoned them, and he comes back a second layer with, like, a solution to their problems. Like, Crowley somehow, like, knows almost everything. It's amazing.
I know.
And if he doesn't, he can find
perfect.
Out.
Perfect. Like, and he just has that good comedic thing, like,
the best frenemy you could ever ask for.
I know. He's great. But I think he's just chilling. He's just doing, like, whatever. Like,
he's just trying to get through this, because he's right. Lucifer would absolutely kill every demon ever.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. He is right.
He's looking out for number one, and that's fair.
Number one, King of the Crossroads.
Mm-hmm. King of the Crossroads.
King of the Crossroads.
Kind of with the rest of the episode, though, is that we get more dramatic things. This is where we find out that Sam wants to have, like, hatches this giant plan of, like, hey, you know, Bobby, I know you were able to, like, get out of the possession when the demon was possessing you. So what do you think if, like, I say yes to Lucifer and then I jump in the hole? Like, do you think that could work? Bobby's like, no.
Bobby is not into it.
To be fair, though, and that was the whole thing, Bobby's like, no, I was fighting, like, hell to break out of this tiny shit demon, and what? You're gonna say yes to Satan?
Hold on, what did he say? Was this the point where he was just like, are you idiots trying to kill me?
Yeah, I think it was.
I mean, to be fair, I feel for Bobby, like, goddamn, his one son just decided to, like, it's like, oh, I'm gonna say yes, and then they talk him out of that. That somehow he gets talked out of that.
This is what Bobby said. But he's like, we just got Dean off and jumping off the ledge.
They got, yeah, exactly. They got Dean off the ledge. Now Sam is trying to do this. Bobby's like, can you guys just stop for 5 minutes? Can you please? But I mean, like, Sam's plan isn't terrible.
No, it's not.
It's a great idea.
It's a good idea.
It's a sad idea.
It's a little hard. Although Bobby was just like, it's called possession for a reason, everything. Mm-hmm. Although I was just like, but he's an angel. I mean, I guess it's still possession, but it's not.
It's consensual possession.
Yeah.
It's just the only difference.
So.
And I mean, Bobby had a fair point when he was like, how can you control the devil if you can't control yourself? And I was
yeah.
Ooh, a roast. Also,
funny
a little
enough,
bit fair.
I feel like I never realized how angry Sam was, actually. Like, yeah. I guess rewatching this, like, yeah, every single time they're like, you're angry, Sam. I'm like, Sam to me was always like the, I say, normal one. Dean is the one with all the emotional issues and who's hot-headed and rash and, like, but also at the same time, Sam is the same way, just slightly different.
Sam processes his emotions, I think, better than Dean. Dean just doesn't really process them.
Yeah.
But Sam can, like, he'll, you know, he can articulate that. Dean just does reckless things and gets angry and yells at people he shouldn't yell at because things aren't their fault. But, you know, Sam can express to Dean that he's very angry. And then Dean's like, too bad, we have an apocalypse.
Well, I even remember when, like, Sam was just like, yeah, I'm just angry all the time. And I was like, really, Sam, were you really, like, angry? And like, the demon blood was, like, the issue because of it or whatever, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That didn't help.
I don't know. It was just kind of, I don't know. I thought Sam was more level-headed. I guess I just kind of forget 1 through 5 is that he's just, he is really angry. Like, he's a young kid, I want to say, because at this point he's like, what, younger than 25?
He's probably about, okay, so what, 22, 23, 24, he's like 24, 20, 25, 26, you know, if we're doing like each season's a year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess I would be pissed off too at the world and everything. And
well, I mean, it's like his entire life, just it seems the universe has just been working against him, and in a way it has.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would be angry about that too. I completely understand Sam's almost uncontrollable rage.
Well, and I think too, also, like, Sam has had, like, no one, like, on his side too, if that kind of makes sense.
Right.
Because Dean was with John all the time. You know what I mean?
There's Does no one he can sense? Really relate to.
Yeah. And then, like, even other hunters were, like, kind of the same thing. And then, like, mm-hmm. his normal friends, he can't also tell any of this, like, to him. So he's, like, hiding a part of himself.
Sam felt like a freak, and I understand why.
Yeah.
I mean, I would too.
Yeah.
There's not a single person like him. He knows.
Yeah.
There's not. Think about it. Who do we know that's like
Sam?
They're
all dead.
No. They just don't exist.
No, I was saying all the psychic children are dead.
They're not the same.
I mean, yeah, no, they're not the same, but like, they could have, I don't know, just the demon blood.
He can't relate to nobody, and that's why he's angry.
Anyway, but this Brady character, who's this demon. Yeah, this episode, it sucks, but for whatever reason, I just don't really care, because I'm like, there's bigger fish to fry. I wish they did this sooner, almost. Maybe not at, like, again, the 11th hour, which they bring up. Brady knew Sam since sophomore year of college. Mm-hmm. Brady introduced him to Jess, and it was a little heartbreaking. And I also did forget that, like,
I forgot about that.
I did remember he did something with Jess. I'm pretty sure I knew that he introduced him to Jess, or, like, it was, that's how he knew. Yeah, whatever. But also, I found really funny, sorry, I'm kind of going off topic, is that Brady, remember, came back from break and was all different, was doing drugs mm-hmm. and alcohol and sleeping around, and Sam helped him out. And I'm just like,
tried to.
Yeah, well, I thought it was funny that they mentioned that, because I was like, because this Brady knows that this is going to happen to him.
Is it funny? It's sad.
I mean, yeah, no, but like,
like, he's trying to help his buddy out, who he doesn't know is possessed, even though that was Sam's whole job, his whole life. So he probably feels really bad about that. But, yeah, he's trying to help this kid out, but he's possessed, and then, you know, he's being stalked after sophomore year, and then, you know, kills his girlfriend, and...
Well, yeah, I did forget that Brady was the one who, like, killed her. I definitely thought it was Yellow Eyes, because, like, that was his MO, I say, but I guess that's just all demons. Like, they could just hang you up on a ceiling and then just start a fire.
All demons could.
Yeah, so I guess I was just like... Uh-oh.
The literary cemetery, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really sad, because he was like, Zazel set the hit up, but I was the one who burned Jessica.
And we're all,
I know. Also, I find it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really interesting. That Sam, after all these years, is still just like, this is about Jessica, too. And I really did mm-hmm. like that, because I think we lose that, because, like, you know, Sam has finally, like, accepted and moved on.
And the tangle of the whole demon blood and the hell and learning about angels and all this stuff, it just,
like,
seems
I almost
want to
say, like,
her.
I feel like it's not even until, like, season 7 we really see him, like, not upset about Jessica's death anymore, I want to say.
I fully have no idea what you're referencing, so I don't remember.
No, I'm not referencing anything. I'm just stating
picking
a
season.
Yeah,
think?
I think it's, like, season 7 that, like,
well, it's definitely
they don't,
season 6, am I
they
right?
Don't mention, you know, they, like, don't mention, like, Jess anymore, and, like, it's no longer an issue, because it's been like 7 years. It's almost, you know what I mean? That's a long time.
They brought her up.
They did bring her up.
And then I was like, Jessica.
Dude, I know, dude. I like, because honestly, that's such a huge thing though. Like, if you honestly think in real terms, like, this was like his fiance.
Pretty much, like, yeah.
Died. Like, in a horrible way that he watched and couldn't save. And it was like his fault. You know what I mean? Like,
you're not wrong.
That's really hard to move on from. And so, I don't know. I think it's. And then he, like, you know, was
proud
just
of
like,
Sammy for doing his best.
This was like, this is my love, my only love. And I'm like, Sam.
So sad. Although I understand Sam's angry, but I felt it a little hypocritical of Sam to be so bitchy about Dean trusting Crowley enough to, like, go with him alone, like, this one time. I was like, Sam, this literally cannot be as destructive as what you or we were doing. Leave him alone.
To be fair, yes. Because Dean, and that's the thing that I think is very hypocritical with Dean almost as well, because, like, he didn't trust Ruby at all.
Right.
And from Sam's point of view,
this is his demon to trust.
Yeah, like,
sort of. This is Dean's demon to trust.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one he trusts, sort of, enough.
Yeah.
when needed.
Yes. And I think, I don't know, like, I think Sam is just like, well, I was burned in the past because this is exactly what happened with Ruby. Mm-hmm. And Dean was like, it's a demon. Like, why would you trust this person? Like, and everything. But, like, Crowley is doing the same thing that Ruby is doing. And it kind of, like, makes sense because, you know, like, Ruby gave them the knife. Crowley's giving them the cult. Crowley's giving them, like, this stuff. So mm-hmm. it's just kind of like, what is your ulterior motive? Because Ruby's motive was just... You know.
Well, she lied about her motive. Crowley was just like, I don't want to die.
Well, but there is another motive, though, you know, because once Lucifer's out of the picture, he wants to take up space.
Listen, but, kind of facts. But either way, it's still for his own personal gain.
I mean, no. I do agree.
He's very upfront about that.
The thing is, it's like, which is the lesser evil? Honestly, the boys are like, I could kill Crowley. Crowley's just another stupid demon. He's a little snarkier and, like, maybe we'll run away for a while, but we could kill him.
Once he becomes
put our mind to it, yeah.
Once he stops being useful, what do they need him for?
Yeah, they could just, like, kill him off. It would not be hard.
And he knows that.
Because regardless, it's still, like, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So mm-hmm. it's just like, okay, well, you're still my enemy at the end of the day. But, like, let's get this bigger
picture
out of the way.
Right now, we're teaming up against Lucifer. Bigger picture here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, well, it gets really hard, too, seeing Crowley maybe more as a bad demon. Because he goes to Bobby, mm-hmm. be like, I can locate death. I just need you to sell me your soul.
Right.
But I'll give it right back.
It's a pawn. You're just pawning it, really.
And that's kind of interesting to me because I wonder because he was like, even Crowley's like, I have no idea where death is. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no idea. But I can work some magic to do it. So I wonder how demon deals, like, actually work. Is it just kind of like magic? You just wish for $1 million and then, like, pops $1 million? Or, like, do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, what's the logistics of it? Does they go down in hell and they're just going to go print some money really quick? Or, like, they just go rob a bank and they're like, here you go. Here's your $1 million. Doesn't matter where we got it from, though. Like,
I mean, I feel like they could maybe manifest the money. I don't know.
That's why I'm asking. So it was just kind of funny to me that if Bobby sold his soul, would Crowley just be like, yes, I know where he is now, right away?
Well, that's tricky to determine because a lot of the demon deals are like intangible things.
Yeah,
like, right. Like, I want to be successful at work, or I want to be really well known for, like, this. It's not something you could just create and then give to them.
Yeah. That's, like, what I'm thinking. Like, that I'm just like, because even if it is, like, a tangible item, like, I want the biggest house in the world. Mm-hmm. That's easy, though, because you would just, like, kill the people who live in the biggest house and then just be like, here
exactly.
you go,
and then you forge some paperwork and you're all set.
Yeah, but, like, that's why I'm like, how do you get this $1 million worth? Yeah, how many. Find in it, but I don't know.
These are the important questions.
But I guess in theory they would just be like, yeah, we just deposit $1 million in your account, I guess. So
don't know how that works. Didn't know hell had a bank, but maybe they do.
I don't know.
The logistics of demon deals this week on In the Rearview Mirror.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, on to the next episode, 2 Minutes to Midnight. Oh. This is the one I kept thinking of the whole time. But also, this is the episode, like, I knew we meet Death because mm-hmm. we get this bomb ass scene.
We'll get into it.
But I forgot that Pestilence was still a part of it, and, like, there's a lot more going on. I feel like this episode was so long. It literally was, though. Like, it really was.
This episode was long, but Swan Song was, like, 2 minutes long.
Yeah, seriously.
I forgot almost really nothing happens at Swan Song, but we'll get into it.
No, I literally was going to say that. Nothing happens in Swan Song. Nothing happens.
One major thing happens in Swan Song.
I shit you not. Why is that
two
always?
Major
no, that usually, but here's the thing, though. That's how good endings are made, though, is because it's everything happens, like, the episode beforehand. Mm-hmm. Everything is, like, kind of like that, and then you tie up all your loose ends.
It is the wrap-up.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah, except they had another season, so they had to figure out how to untie some of those ties.
I mean, yeah, I guess. It's fine.
They did.
Start off the episode, we get Cass is back. I kind of forgot. It was kind of funny because he is in the hospital. I was like, wait, where was the last time we saw him? Like, I literally could not remember. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, with Michael. Like, mm-hmm. this is where we need to watch the recaps, maybe. Sometimes we keep skipping the recaps.
I'll watch a recap. I don't care.
I guess, yeah, it's fine. I feel like I've seen those so many times, though, that I was like,
I know what's going on. And then you're like, where's Cass? Where's he been?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah. So he blasts himself away, and so, like, he's pretty much human, which, okay, the whole conversation with him and Dean, because he's just like, I'm in a hospital, and Dean's like, okay, are you okay? And Cass is like, no. It's like, you want to elaborate on that?
Like, yeah. Like, pulling teeth with this guy.
And his face is just like, huh? What are you doing?
Okay, why are you in a hospital, buddy?
Yeah, and then he's like, okay, well, just, like, zap over here. And then poor Cass is like, I'm not zapping anywhere.
He's like, can't do that.
Also, it makes me really sad thinking about it, because Dean was just like, oh, you're human. He's like, okay, well, like, Bobby, why are you some money and everything to try to, like, get him kind of home? Because all I can think about is just, like, the end. Because he's just, like, he doesn't want Cass to go down that road.
I didn't think about that. Why would you bring that up?
Dude, well, that's why it pisses me off kind of in later seasons.
I don't want to talk about later seasons. Don't bring up later seasons with me right now.
To me, that just doesn't... It makes sense for Dean now to, like, be worried about that because he doesn't want Cass to be human. Or, like, if he is human, then that's fine.
He wants to make sure he's okay
and, like, not going down a dark path of drugs and orgies, apparently. Which, I mean, Cass can do, I guess, but, like, it's just not him, though. I think, no. Actually, Dean would not be okay with it because he brought him to the whorehouse and then
The den of iniquity?
I mean, it's a whorehouse, I guess. It's not called a fucking den of iniquity.
It is. That's what Cass called it.
Yeah, that's what Cass called it, but that doesn't mean it is. It's probably just some, like, escort service strip club. I don't know what you would call those.
Doesn't matter.
But, like, Cass obviously was, like, not good there.
And he was stressed. Wasn't
comfortable there. So,
big time stressed.
I'm thinking that Dean, like, knows that. So, if he were to change, he's like, whoa, something's wrong. This isn't you.
I just love that Dean was just like, great, Bobby's going to wire you some money so you can come home. Bobby's like, it's Cass? Hello?
Well, also, oh, my God, I just thought of something, too, that, like, because that's the whole thing that maybe he doesn't want to, like, corrupt Cass. Because, again, angels are perfect beings that are powerful, perfect beings. And he's like, I've corrupted an angel. Oh, no.
He needs to come back. That was so funny, though. Dean's like, yeah, of course, get you some money. You'll come back for, you know, your airplane ride. I can't imagine him in an airport. I was thinking about that a minute ago. I was just like, him in an airport? He's got to go through security? What if he has an angel blade?
I don't know.
He can't take that on the plane.
Maybe because, I mean, he said... he'd have to fly. I don't really know where Cass was. Did he say where he was?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so maybe, like, Bobby went to go pick him up or something. I don't know. Or the boys went to go pick him up. I don't know.
I just think Cass being at an airport's hilarious.
I mean, it is. Okay, on to Pestilence. Like,
yeah.
Kind of half of the episode. Right. I thought... Anyway, they go to find Pestilence with Brady's info, right? And, I thought it was so funny because they were like, how do we... First of all, I thought it was a house that they were going into. I didn't realize it was a hospital.
Right.
I was very confused, but they're so smart because they just go to security and, like, look for him. And I was like, wow, boys. This is one way to do it.
I mean, that was smart, but also was it smart to be in the hospital where he was and then they just instantly get sick? Not optimal.
No, but, like...
I mean, I guess what else could they have done? Maybe put a gas mask on? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
See, that would have helped them. You know, if they were wearing masks... maybe they would have been okay.
I don't know. I did really enjoy that they thought that they were going to get through and, like, they're getting all dizzy. I'm like, boys, what are you doing?
Did you not think about this?
Like, they're all dying on the floor and, like...
But it's fine because, thank God, although Pestilence is so funny. Ugh, villains have the best lines. He's just like, they're passing out. He's just like, come on in.
Also, no, I really enjoy, he's like, oh, do you like your flu and, like, pneumonia and chicken pox?
Right. And your syphilis.
And I was like, again, what is with these people, like, giving the boys STDs?
I don't know,
like,
why they enjoy giving...
I guess that's funny.
Sam Winchester STDs.
Well, this time Dean got it, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dean, well, because he said syphilis to all of them, I would assume.
Well, yeah, but Dean hasn't had, in the show previously, an STD.
Or has he? No.
Stated.
I don't know. I think Dean is pretty good about being, like, safe, because...
Yeah, because he's a slut, so...
That's fair.
We love and support Dean in this house, okay? Affectionate. He's a slut affectionate, okay?
For whatever reason, I think that was just super funny. Like, yeah, he's a slut. Like...
I mean, he is, okay? He is. We love him. It's fine.
He can hold himself around.
He has his choices. It's fine. I don't care.
It's his only way to feel anything.
We're just saying, I mean, don't get me started on that. facts. But, you know, I'm sure that he takes the proper precautions because, listen, he'd be Typhoid Mary, okay, of STDs if he was not careful.
Seriously. Anyway, I do really like that Pestilence, too. It's just, like, about the diseases because, again, like, COVID in here is that he's just, like, diseases are perfect. They're, like, perfectly calculated and they have, like, one MO. Like, they're not... Like, it's the humans that are, like, the disgusting things because they caught it and, like, all this stuff. And I was just like, oh, well.
To be fair, viruses are literally just, like, the RNA or whatever it is. Like, their DNA. And, like, mm-hmm. that's, like, it.
Mm-hmm.
So, to be fair, Pestilence isn't wrong. And we're the ones who sneeze and slobber over everything when we get sick. So, he has a point. I'm not saying he's right. then we should support him. I'm just saying humans are gross. He's correct.
No, I did find it interesting because I feel like I've always said that, like, mean personally before COVID. I was like, yeah, we just need a plague to wipe out some of the population. We're overpopulated. And then I was like, well.
You manifested this, bud.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of people.
It's but not just one person.
Also, like, because that was the whole thing is, like, yeah, global warming, like, sucks. But, like, yeah, we should watch out for, like, disease because that will be the thing that kills us.
That can decimate us, because, like, sure.
Natural disasters and, like, global warming, like, yeah, that's crap for the earth, but, like, we could find up other technology and just be not a shitty human race and stop global warming. Like, not stop, but help not increase it. So, but what?
I just don't have faith in humans like you do, apparently.
No. I'm saying it could be done. However, a disease could just wipe out everyone, though.
And right. Oh, yes, I understand what you're saying.
COVID has proven that fact for me.
Behavioral change. Well, maybe you can't get people to do behavioral changes that affect them in almost no way possible, but benefits literally everyone.
Yeah. So this just goes to show that, like, if this disease was, like, really bad, we would be fucked. Which is funny, because this COVID's, I mean, pretty bad.
It's not optimal, that's for sure.
That was the one thing that I was like, yeah, that's, like, you know, your lungs. That's pretty bad. A disease that attacks your lungs.
You do need them to breathe.
You do need them to breathe.
Not like your appendix or your... You don't need a gallbladder, do you?
I don't think so. It just regulates some stuff.
You can lose a kidney.
Yeah.
But you need at least one.
I think you can lose part of your liver.
Yeah. You got lobes. There's like lobes you can take off and give someone
else. You need
else
both your lungs, though. Can't live without just one lung.
You can live with a lung, I think. That sounds like a thing.
Oh, I thought you needed
both.
If you
live with one kidney, I'm sure you can live with one lung. I don't know how that would work because I'm not a doctor.
I think it has to do both because it regulates both sides, I thought. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I thought it regulates. I don't know. I could be wrong. Never mind.
Both of us are probably wrong.
We are not medical professionals.
We are not medical. Go see a doctor. We don't know anything.
Look
but not WebMD. Not WebMD.
You're literally going to be like, go look it up on WebMD.
I knew you were going to
say find cancer or that you're gay.
Yeah, like, you know, like we said.
I don't know.
But thank God Cass comes in to save them.
Yeah, I do love that Cass came in. Also, I love that he came in all, like, gung-ho, like, look at me, I'm an angel. And then he also gets sick. Like, Cass, what were you thinking, too? Like,
poor baby. He's human. He kind of maybe forgot for a second and didn't think about, you know, Pestilence affecting him, and then he's coughing up blood.
Yeah, and also I felt really bad because, like, Pestilence was just like, ooh, this is interesting. There's no angel left in you, is there? And
ooh,
I was like,
ooh. Oh, you mean when Pestilence was like, not a speck of angel in you, is there?
Yeah.
And then Cass just quickly grabs the stupid knife and just jabs him. Or not jabs him. Cuts off his finger. He's just like, maybe just a speck.
I know. What a badass.
What a bad bitch. I love him to death.
I also like at this point because all three of them have taken a horseman's ring.
Huh.
Because Dean was, like, kind of the one who cut off wars.
Right.
Sam technically took out famine.
Right.
And Cass got rid of pestilence.
Team free will.
I know. It's really nice.
Added again.
So I think it's funny that, like, you know, the three of them aren't the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
That makes sense. You're right. That makes sense. That tracks.
I do really like now they have Pestilence gone and they're talking with Bobby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for death now. And Bobby's like, well, I think I do find it. And he's like, well, Chicago's going to be wiped off the map. And Cass is just like, I don't understand your definition of good news. And like Dean is just like, oh my God, Cass, shut up. We can't do this. Like, Jesus Christ. No, boy. Like, and I like how no one like just says anything. He just says stuff.
They just let him say things.
I know, and it's super, super, super funny.
They're just, the bar for weirdness now is higher than Cass's, where he's at.
Yeah.
So, like, new people will be like, did he just say that? But they're just like, that's just Cass.
That's just
he
Cass.
He just comes here, he has a trench coat, he says stuff, you know, we're just, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But I do really like, so, like, Crowley comes in, and I thought there was gonna be more, like, communication, like, talking between Crowley and Cass. Like, Cass just let, like, Crowley walk in and was just like,
I was thinking that.
Like, he kind of looked weird, but, and then, again, he's not really angelish, so maybe he couldn't sense he was a demon, but they do talk about it. I just thought it was weird, but I think Cass at this point is just like, I don't know, man. I'm just going with it, too, I guess.
I guess he's just over it. I don't know, because, yeah, that would not fly in later seasons.
I know. That's why I was like, what the heck? But I don't know. I did really enjoy that, like, Crowley's just like, yeah, we made a deal. And, like, you know, they're just like, what? And then Sam, out of all the things, Sam just,
I know.
Did you kiss him? And then Dean's like,
unprompted.
Sam.
unprompted, like, Sam. What? The most important thing, not what was the deal for.
Just, did you kiss him?
Did you kiss him?
And then Dean's just like, what? And just like, just wondering.
That is such the little brother thing to ask, though. I love it.
Well, and I'm just like, wondering. Dean looks over like, well, did you? And Bobby's like, no. of course not.
Carl, he just comes in.
Here you go. Bobby being like, why did you have to take a picture? And Carly's just, why'd you have to use tongue? I am so happy Mark Shepherd got to play this role, because I feel like he's just cackling at all times whenever he was reading anything of this, because it's the funniest shit ever. Like,
unparalleled media experience. The internet is right.
Literally, dude.
It really is.
And I really want to know if this was scripted or if Mark Shepherd made some of the stuff up, because Mark was so good about this stuff. Mark Shepherd is Crowley. Like, he literally is. Like,
he's so funny.
And so I'm like, I wonder if, like, he was just like, or, like, he just added that in there. And, like, because that would have been funny as all hell. Like,
that would have been so good. They would have been like, that's genius. Definitely keep that in.
Yeah, like, it's super good. I don't know. I loved all of that. I do love later on, you know, they're packing up to go to. And poor Cass is just like, I'm so useless. Stop. And all this stuff. And Bobby's like, shut the fuck up.
Well, he's just like, bitch. You're bitching to me.
I know.
Right now, and like, to be fair, although, okay, I have a thing about that. So Cass is feeling all useless. And Bobby's just like, okay, first of all, bitch, same. Second of all, wrong person to talk about this to. Mm-hmm. Hello. And then three, Bobby gives him a task. So he doesn't feel useless.
I know.
I love Bobby. How he thinks he could never be a good father is absolutely beyond me.
I don't think he's ever thought he would be a bad dad.
That's why he didn't have kids. Because he was worried about turning into his dad.
Really? Did he say that? Did I miss that?
Yeah. Bobby is a great...
I mean, comparative to John Winchester, he's a good dad. Maybe not an A-plus parent, but like...
Almost anyone compared to John Winchester is a good dad.
So I do also like to... When they're going their separate ways to like... For Cass, Sam, and Bobby to go get this vaccine, and Dean and Crowley were gonna go look for death in Chicago. And Dean's like, good luck stopping the zombie apocalypse. And Sam is just like, good luck killing death.
Bye. Good luck on your errand, your little task.
Like, and they're just like, oh boy. Like,
they're like,
this is weird.
This is our life. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, just another Thursday again. Like,
yeah, just another Thursday. And Sam's just like, remember when we used to just hunt Wendigos?
Yeah, I just...
But here's the thing. Dean's like, no. Because for Dean, there was always a bigger picture.
Yeah.
There's always, he was getting the revenge for Yellow Eyes, and now he's got to do this whole angel shtick. And, like, there's always been a thing for him. Sam's just like, remember we used to just, like, hunt some ghosts? Like,
brothers? I understand what they're saying, because, like, it was just like, oh, some things were popping up. Mm-hmm. And now they've realized their entire life has been a lie. They're part of this big grand scheme.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Dean's just like, actually, no, I don't remember that, because our entire life's been a lie, Sammy. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah, I did. I did like that. Last thing before we really get into, like, the best thing ever with death.
Of course.
Is that Bobby got his legs back, which is so fantastic. And also, again, this just, to me, this is why I like Crowley, because he's just like, listen, you should have been more specific, and you weren't. So, I gave you back your legs.
Listen, you can view this in two ways. The way Crowley wants you to view it, and the way I want to view it. Crowley wants you to see is that he gave Bobby the use of his legs back so we could have another guy in the game. Okay, this is just to his advantage, you know, gotta have all hands on deck, right? Full hands on, you know. But the other one is just because Crowley's just like, bud, you really, I can't let you squander this opportunity. Are you stupid?
Yeah, no, I literally think it was this.
It was both, but like Crowley would never admit to the second part, that he was doing something nice for somebody.
Yeah, well, he even kind of says that. He's like, yeah, you should have worded this better, like, yeah, dummy. Like,
he literally was like, you're stupid. Well, you wasted your deal. You're welcome.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. So I thought that was just...
I felt bad for you.
Yeah, and I really like that Bobby. Poor little Bobby was like, yeah, you can stand. And I'm like, aw.
I know. Aw.
And then Dean and Crowley go to kill death. That entrance. I want to talk about that entrance. That is the best entrance for anything I've ever seen.
What can we even say about death's entrance?
Also, funny enough, I think I looked up that song because I was curious, and because I was like, I feel like I've rewatched that like later and been like, I've heard of this song. I ended up looking it up, and it's part of the intro for Until Dawn, actually. The like, death, like that thing.
Oh.
And so it's the rest of the part of the song, and I was like, oh my god, that's another reason why I was just like, why is Until Dawn, like that beginning is just like, why is it so like powerful, I almost want to say. And I was like, because that, in my mind, I'm like thinking this awesome like scenes coming up, and I'm just like, it's pretty cool.
His entrance was amazing. Casting, amazing.
Dude, how it was shot too, just like it would get slow. It was slow, but then it was like, and then it was like edited, and so good. Like, because this is a thing that like the editors do, because the art directors, the people who are shooting it in like real time. And yes, they might have had a storyboard to be like, oh, cut here, or do this, or do a fast thing. But like, no one really sees that sometimes. So it's kind of hard to like see it. So those editors picked this music, or not picked it, but like the, right. the music department, but they picked it and they edited it to that and they made it look so sexy. And like, it was just so good. And
they did.
I don't know. I really appreciate stuff like
the
that.
The poetic, the guy runs into death, but is a real bitch. So death's like, oh, is that so? And then he dies of a heart attack.
Well, and the funny and thing like, is, I took that also as two ways, that he was just like, oh, bitch of a human, mm-hmm. but also in a way that, like, he touched him. Mm-hmm. So, like,
him the touch
just,
of death.
Yeah, the touch of death. Literally. I think that was just it, too. And I just find it interesting because, of course, he just kind of brushes it off and the dude just drops dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just.
We're in swarm in slow-mo, he's still walking. Mm-hmm. It's so
good. Well, you don't see his face until, like, he's been talking for a while. Oh, it was so good.
What can we say?
He was so good.
It was amazing. They didn't have to go so hard with Death's entrance, but they did. They decided to, and they did it, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. I did find it funny, and I didn't mention this before. We were talking about Death one time, mm-hmm. and for the life of me, I don't remember how I ended up looking this up, but, like, the actor, Julian, isn't it Richards or something?
Something like that, yeah.
I think it is.
His first name is Julian.
Yes, I don't know. I don't think the last name is correct, actually.
Like, Julian Richings or something like that?
Oh, okay, no, it turned to, yeah, I was like, something Rich something, like, whatever. He's a great actor, awesome, met him, cool dude.
Very cool dude.
Very nice. Cool dude. But I ended up looking at his IMDb page, and I thought mm-hmm. this was really funny. Oh, no, now I remember what we were talking about. It was when we were talking about the Benders, and I couldn't remember if it was Wrong Turn or The Hills Have Eyes or whatever. Other bullshit horror movies I was thinking it was, but I ended up looking it up because I thought it was The Hills Have Eyes, which I think is also true, but it was Wrong Turn is the movie I'm thinking of with like the creepy family and like they're just cannibals and everything. But why I thought it was funny is because Julian Richings plays one of the creepy cannibal things, and I was like,
"Oh, he does?
Yeah."
Oh, gross.
And he plays one because like there's like a million Wrong Turns, and he's in like most of the movies. Like he was like the main dude,
isn't
it? And like it was so funny. I ended up looking up a picture, and I was like, "I mean, it kind of looks like him, but like he looks bananas." But I thought that was kind of funny.
He was in Open Range.
He's in a lot.
That's a cowboy movie. My dad likes cowboy movies. Oh, not in the same way Dean likes cowboy movies.
No,
I just want to make that clear. It's different.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny that I was like. Oh, that's the... It's like the whole, like, what's the game? Six Spaces to Kevin Bacon or whatever.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Six Degrees
of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
That's it. And so it's always funny to be like, oh, I'm like, that's cool. And be like, oh, it's all connected.
It's all connected.
It is. So I love that, like, Dean walks in. So I like that Crowley's like, yep, this is where Death is. This is where he is. And then he, like, pops in and he walks out. I was like, well, aren't I red in the face? Death's not here. And then Dean's like, excuse me?
He's, oops.
It's like, I don't know. He's not here. It's like, I don't know what to do. And then Dean's like, we have to save these people, Crowley. He's like, not my problem. He's not here. What do you want me to do?
Like we got to get out of here.
Although, I did find it funny. I always thought that, like, Crowley's being like, let's go for pizza to be, like, snarky about it because that's where Death was getting pizza, but yeah. I think also it's just like, are demons just thinking like, pizza sounds good, but
do demons only have two brain cells?
Literally, that's all I can think of. It's just like they are all on the same page, just like pizza.
World's ending, I could go for a slice.
Literally. But I do love that, you know, like Dean thinks that Crowley's actually getting out for pizza, and then like he's like, Death is here, I found him. And Dean's like, I can't understand what you're saying.
Crowley pops in and out so much. It's fantastic.
It is so funny. He does it, like, more than Cass, and Cass is really funny about it, but, like...
Cass just decides to leave.
I know.
Cass like, doesn't pop back.
He's like Batman. He just leaves, and they're like, ugh.
I'm over this conversation. This does not hold my interest anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think it was always funny. But Crowley just, like, pops in and out all the time, and it's super funny.
He gets a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm. I do enjoy that. But I like that Dean tries to, like, sneak in, and then, like, I'm like, Dean, I think Death knows you're here. Like, dude, there's no point in being quiet.
Okay, literally, when he tried to close the door quietly, I was like, Dean, are you serious right now? It's Death, bud.
I think
he knows you're here. You're the only other alive person in the vicinity. I'm sure he can sense a heartbeat whatever. Yeah, your soul. Like, honey, I know you're new to this whole, like, big heavyweight champs of the supernatural and everything, but come on. Yeah. You're going to sneak up on Death.
I didn't like that.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that Crowley gives them a scythe.
Yeah, Death's scythe.
Which is... it's just like one of those, what is it called?
Gross, rusty little scythe?
Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Scythe?
I guess I don't know.
You get wheat with them or whatever they were originally used for.
But I do like that Death was like, thank you for returning it to me. And I'm just like,
I know. And then we're just like, eep, 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 eep. And Dean's like, eep. Death's like, come have some pizza with me, bud. And Dean's like, me.
I do like that Dean is eating it. And he's just like, that was pretty good pizza.
I
mean, to be honest,
I don't know. I'd be like, I guess Death told me to eat a piece of this pizza. I guess I will.
It's like, I don't like pizza. It's like,
if he wanted to kill me, he would just kill me immediately right now. So.
Yeah, I did really like it. Also, I do like that Dean was very respectful for Death, because at first he was getting a little snarky, and then Death shut that shit down real quick. Yeah.
Do you know how insignificant you are? Imagine a bacterium sat down across from you and started to get snarky.
Literally, and Dean's like, Well, because that's what I always say about, like, all these angels. Like, Lucifer doesn't give a fuck about, like, these humans. Because, like, wow, I'm really laying into it.
You are. You're saying the fuck word a lot.
Yeah, he really doesn't. And so, like, him trying to kill everyone is just, like, whatever to him. Because, like, they're so small and minute. And, like, Death just brings it up. It's just, like, listen, you were, like, a very small, tiny world in a tiny solar system that's brand new, that, like, is barely out of its diapers, and, like, I'm old, and, like, this is nothing big.
Since Lucifer has bound Death to himself, I, for some reason, because Death says that, you know, he's, like, some stupid toddler having, like, a temper tantrum, I literally can only think, and he's like, oh, Lucifer's got me on a leash or whatever. I'm literally just picturing some, like, four-year-old with one of those stupid, like, teddy bear leashes, and Death is just, like, being dragged along with his kid just, like, running, and he's just like, oh my god, slow down, stop. Oh my god, he can't let go. He's trying to shake the little stupid, like, that image just popped in my head right now. I thought I would share.
Oh my god, that is so true. Yeah, seriously, I don't know. And that always brings up the question, because we talked about the God episode too, like, the Gods episode, I should say, because he even says, like, in the entire universe, this is a new world, new solar system, so it makes me think, like, yeah, there's other, like, life, other stuff that he makes sense, because, and I talked about this with you, Sierra, that I was like, well, if you think about it, a god comes to Earth, and it could be, like, the whole, like, Superman situation, like, that we have an alien god-like being on a different planet, and they were just like, okay, I'm leaving, I'm gonna come to a different planet, because in the, with the Hammer of the Gods episodes, they were like, yeah, like, we're old, too, like, we're much older, like, we're more powerful than these guys,
we're older than God.
Yeah, so, well, she didn't say that they're older than God, but they were like, we're on the same page. Death said he didn't know if they were older. Who was
Death
older?
Death didn't say he didn't know. Death said he forgot. Dude, let me be clear about that. He's like, bro, I'm so old. We're so old, we don't even remember.
No, yeah, well, because then he even brings up the whole thing. He's like, you know, chicken, egg, doesn't matter.
I mean, to be fair, it doesn't matter.
Well, because then Death does, he's like, it doesn't matter, because I'm going to reap God in the end, too. And Dean's shook. Because
Dean
he's like,
is going to
reap God? He's like, God. Yeah, I'm going to reap God.
Death's just like, yeah, dude, that's how this works. You live and then you die.
Yeah, dude, Death is a badass. I don't know. I feel like there's just more stuff that I'm just like, I have so many questions about the universe and everything that I'm just like.
They semi get answered later on, but also they don't.
I don't know. They create more problems, I feel like, because I'm just like, I'm
not saying they don't, because they definitely do.
I do love that Death is like, yep, I'm just going to give you the horseman's rings, or I'm gonna give you my ring so you can trap Lucifer in the cage, because I'm very tired of this and I just want the world to kind of go back to normal. Because if you think about it, the horsemen, yeah, it's like the whole like Christian Bible, at the same time they're different. I thought about that, because if you think about it, like death, war, famine, and pestilence is not inherently like the Judeo-Christian.
The embodiment of those concepts is,
I guess.
But it's not, because, you know, they have like other gods that like in other religions that represent those concepts.
Yeah. So see, to me that like, because death is like its own concept. It doesn't mean.
They're separate from any religious sort of lore.
And that's what I took it. Yeah, yeah. So that's what I took it as, like, to be like, so yeah, death would be older than God. And be a separate entity. God wouldn't have created death and, like, the other horsemen, because, like,
it's easier to take this stuff at face value than think about it for a long time, because then it's just, you're going back and forth, and it's just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, death was just like, okay, first, I don't know, doesn't matter. You look like you're thinking about it.
I don't know, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, because it's a lot to think about, because we're tiny humans and our brains can't possibly really imagine these big brain concepts that.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. I can't understand the size of the universe.
That is very true.
Yeah. I'm just remembering now that we're a rock in space, and that's freaking me out, because space is the ultimate heights.
Death really wants to just give Dean the rings. All Dean has to do is that Sam has to say yes to Lucifer because Death is like, this plan is pretty much going to work, which I find funny because like...
I think it's interesting that Death is like, yeah, no, this will work.
I think he's just like, eh, whatever. I saw a post recently about this that I kind of forgot about it. And I think because that's the whole thing is like, I'm really tired of these boys like cheating Death. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just thought of like kind of a big brain idea. Sure. And I think it's because like he's really tired of... Because again, God is his own separate... like entity, and then Death is his like own separate entity, and this is what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. This basis, Death is very tired of God meddling with like the natural order too.
I was literally just gonna say, really,
because he's like bringing the Winchesters back, he's bringing Cass back, he's doing all this stuff, like he's just like, I'm really tired of this, like this is not the natural order, like these, you can just leave these beings alone and then
we'll... you live and you die and it happens one time.
You're alive one time, you're dead one time. He's just like, yeah, I'm tired of this, like Sam's just gonna die, like I don't know what to tell you, like
it's going to jump into that fiery pit. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that Death says that he knows Sam is the only one who can stop Lucifer. Death's like, I know this. He's the only one. Here's my ring. Please take it. Which Dean is just like, I guess I'll take it.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting. I think Death knows. Maybe he's just tired because, again, like, he knows that they live and die a lot. Mm-hmm. So he's like, this may be less issues that we'll have. Oh, I just had a really big brain idea.
Yeah.
And it kind of has to go into Swan Song. God likes to bring Cass back a lot.
Yeah.
And you've said before that, like, really the big issue in all of this is Cass. Because yeah. He's the one kind of, like, meddling with, like, Sam and Dean and giving them hope. And just, like, just kind of the weird outlier and everything. So I wonder, but because Cass is here when he really shouldn't be.
Right.
That he's screwing up plans again with, yeah. like...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but the rest of the episode was also two parallels with, like, Sam and Bobby and Cass are trying to, you know, stop this vaccine, which I really like. They're like, okay, we got it till, like, the end of the day. Cass is like, that truck's leaving now. Bobby's like, balls!
I know.
Plan B, let's go!
Plan B!
And I did love that, like, you know, we see wholesome Sam. He's saving all the people he can.
Of course he is.
Because that's what he does.
Because he saves people.
And I love it. And then Bobby's helping out. And then Cass is the one who lands the blow to that one, like, croat, which I love. And he's like, wow, these things are useful.
I love him so much.
Baby Cass, I know.
Like, I guess these stupid human inventions are useful for something.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought?
And then I do like that, like, you know, Sam... I like that Sam asked for their opinion for him saying yes.
Oh, for the plan?
Yeah.
Everyone needs to be on board?
And I really like that he actually, like, included Cass. And so he was like, okay, Cass, tell me it's a bad plan. And Cass is like... Actually, it might work.
Cass was like, honestly?
It's not a horrible idea.
You guys have had worse plans.
And honestly, this just makes me honestly feel so good because he's just like, you know, you and Dean continue to surprise me. So, like, honestly, I wouldn't be that surprised.
You and Dean have a habit of exceeding my expectations.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just
so
like,
cute.
And Sam's just like, oh, okay. And, like, I don't know.
Friends.
Like, yeah, like...
It's like, oh, okay, thanks, Cass.
And that is nice to know, because Cass, again, he's just like, I have no faith in any of you. And then he's just like, wow, it worked.
Like, oh, like when, because I forgot to mention this earlier, when he's on the phone, he's like, ah, oh, you were not the broken and hurt shell of a man that I thought you were.
Oh,
and
Dean, yeah.
And Dean's just like, thanks, bud.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he's like, you didn't say yes to Michael. And he's like, no, I didn't. And I'm like, oh, Cass is like, oh.
And he's so sincere when he says it, and he's just like, thanks.
This is a compliment, Dean. You didn't take it as one, but it was.
It was a compliment. Coming from Cass, that's a big compliment.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow, you know, you don't suck like I thought you totally did. Pretty cool. Dean's like, I'll take it, I guess.
Going from Sam saving people, like, Bobby then tells Dean, is like, listen, I know there's a darkness in Sam, whatever, but there's also, like, really, really good in him. So, like, maybe the good will outweigh the darkness. And, like,
Sam has an ass full of character defects. I'm sorry, I needed to get the quote because that's such a Bobby thing to say. That he just rips into him, but then he's just like, but I mean, he's saving all those people. Exactly.
And I think the reason why Dean kind of looks negatively at Sam is because he sees himself in the negative, like, that he thinks that he has so many, like, Dean has done, just for the number's sake, 4 bad things in his life, right? But he's done 6 really good things in his life. But he's just like, but I've still done these bad things.
Focusing on the 4 bad things instead of the 6 good things.
Yeah, and so I'm just like, so I think it's the same thing with Sam, is that, like, yeah, he's done really bad things. But, like, he's also helped a lot of people. So the good does outweigh the bad. But right. The bad just seems bad. Honestly, when Bobby was talking about this, I remember I don't know who I heard this from, but it's like a saying that it's just like, well, if we didn't have the sun, or if we, I guess it's the sun in both scenarios, you wouldn't know, like, you would never think rainy days are bad. You would never think the nighttime is bad.
There's no light without dark.
Yeah.
There's like, no happiness without suffering.
Because that's the whole thing. If it was constantly raining, that's just normal. But because it's raining, you're like, oh, it's raining. It's not sunny outside. I hate the rain.
Sad.
Like, it's sad. Yeah, whatever. Or it's, ooh, it's dark. I don't like the dark. But if you've never experienced that, then it's hard. Like, yeah. And I thought about that because I was like, yeah, you don't know. So, like, yeah, the good. And that's the thing. Good is normal. Mm-hmm. So when it's bad, it's not normal. And so you're going to hold that and remember that more than, like.
Well, your brain is trained to remember your negative memories more than the positive ones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, negative memories back in the day would be like eating berries that made you sick, and then you remember not to eat those berries anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just kind of like, yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Bobby also came for Dean really good. He knows these boys because he asked them, because, you know, they're talking about the plan and having Sam, and he's like, Bobby's like, bro, what is your hang up really with this plan? It's a good, solid plan. We believe in Sam. And he asked him, he's like, are you afraid of losing? Or are you afraid of losing your brother?
Mm-hmm.
And then we just hold on Dean, and I'm just like, yeah, Dean, what is it? Bobby nailed him. Really, really got him.
And so this leads us to Swan Song.
We're going to have to cut the podcast short.
No.
Yeah, we're not talking
We're going to get song. Through this. We have to get through this so we can make it on to not depressing episodes anymore.
I guess. All right.
Bye. Okay. Leading on to Swan Song, before we get into it, Chuck is narrating all of this, which I find very interesting. So we're going to get to the episode that nothing happens.
For an episode where nothing happens, I do have some notes, but
I do too. So anyway, but so like we have Bobby being like, what are you afraid of? Losing your brother or losing?
Are you afraid of losing or losing your brother?
Yes. And really, like, the first scene we get is just like Sam, like, talking, is Dean talking to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean, like, kind of realizing that, like, he needs to grow up because, like, Sam has grown up and, like, is, like, his own person. It's his own adult. Like, he should just be there and respect him and not say, no, this isn't in democracy. Like, we're going to do this whole thing now.
This is called character growth.
I know.
And it is so good.
And I think this is the part, too, because, like, I've said this before that I was, like, I know both of them are pretty codependent.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this in the past because Sam just inherently. Because Dean always inherently trusted Sam, but then he lost that with Ruby and then kind of gained that with Cass. And so,
Right. Like,
I always wonder, like, how did they get so bad? Like, what was that disconnect?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think here we really get this mutual, like, connection that we have in the later seasons, finally, is that they do trust each other. They're both going to tell each other what's going on from now on, even though the other might not, like it too much.
Mostly.
Well, it's not, like, demon blood stuff. It's not, like, huge stuff anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess at this point, nothing can get worse than where they're at, I guess, is kind of what I'm saying. But this is this night's, like, connect that they're no longer, like, I don't know. They're just separate. They're separate entities. Instead of, like, Sam and Dean, like, together as, like, a whole person or as a relationship as a thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we have Sam and Dean and their own, like, identities.
Right, like you said, because Dean was like, you know, watching out for you, it's like, it's kind of who I am.
Yeah.
And so Dean's like, and then after that he says, you know, maybe I got to grow up a little too. Understanding that he is his own person, Dean. Dean is his own person. Sam is his own person. And they both have to understand that they are both individuals separate from each other. And Sam can make his choices and they can talk about these choices. And Dean doesn't have to constantly just, he will always watch out for him, but he doesn't, it's not exactly his job. He's not his younger brother anymore.
You know what I just thought,
like,
of too is
that he needs to look out for.
No, you know what I just thought of too is that Dean has always had this. So, like, Sam leaving him was like a personal attack on Dean.
Yeah.
So now if Sam were to, like, I say leave, like, to maybe leave hunting and just do something else, Dean wouldn't be as affected by that.
He would miss him, but he would be happy that Sam was living a sort of normal life.
Because he could visit. That's the thing that I think that, like, Dean still could have visited, but, like, he just didn't because he thought he was being abandoned. But in here now that, like, it's just different. But again, I don't think that they're living very long, so.
That's true. And this is really good, being as it's supposed to be, like, the last episode ever.
Yeah.
Right? A series finale. This is really good. This was some finite good character growth just in this scene right here. And I think that was really good.
Yeah, because you want to, like, do, like, full circle kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. you want people to be like, oh, okay, like, I'm happy where they've landed. Right. That's how you, what has happened with
that's
your characters.
That's a good ending.
That's what happens. Like, that was the one thing that, like, in every story you're reading, if your main character has not changed from the beginning of the movie, your story will be bad. It doesn't need to be good or bad. My example is Breaking Bad, because this is why it was so good, is because our protagonist mm-hmm. was this lovable character. Okay, just bear with me. Was this lovable character who you maybe related to or whatever. And spoiler alert, he ends up not being lovable at all. He's the opposite of what you wanted in a main character. You ended up despising him.
Yeah.
But that's the point. It made you feel that you were changed.
That was the journey.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, because no one gives a crap if they end up in square one again. Like, ugh. I'm thinking of, like, other TV shows, like...
Game of Thrones? Yikes. That made people feel something.
Well, no, the problem was the character changed too much. you have to find the balance.
Yeah. Walking Dead? Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Same thing.
Yep. They change significantly.
I'm like trying to think of other shows. You want your characters to change, and you want that growth to be either be, if it's good, you want it.
Interesting. I'm just thinking in terms of House, because you know it's like my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Does he change though?
Yeah, I would think so. He's no longer like maybe like a very cynical man anymore who like is by himself. He has friends. You're like, no.
No, I really don't think House changed the entire 8 seasons. Maybe a little, but
I
not
feel
really.
Like he did. I've seen him. No. Here's the difference though. You could.
I don't know, bud.
This is kind of hard to explain. Because I feel like it doesn't need to be a vast change from beginning and end.
Right.
But even when I watch House, I do see him change. He acts differently.
So, you know, I think House tries to change, you know, and then he kind of regresses. He goes back. But I guess there's some change there. It's still a journey, and it's not consistently the same.
Okay, what were we talking about before we got so rudely interrupted by a centipede?
We were talking about Dean, and we were talking about Sam. We were talking about the character growth. We were talking about your characters need to change from the beginning to end. We believe these characters did that.
They
separated themselves. They are individuals. They are not so intertwined as sort of one being, and they both recognize that, and they both accept that, and it's a mutual understanding, and it's good. It's mwah, chef's kiss is great. They're in a good place right now. They're not, but they are.
I mean, I guess you said it all.
Yeah, you know.
I don't really have anything. Yeah, I guess that was my whole point of just. Yeah. But then we have more seasons, so it doesn't really matter.
Then it's negated, you know.
But this would have been a good ending. So yeah, it would have been a great ending.
We'll talk about our opinion on the ending in a minute.
Okay, I do really like, so they have to go to Lucifer, right? And so Bobby's like, oh, we have to find him. And then it was like, oh, mm-hmm. Here's all these omens. And then it's like Detroit. You asked if Dean told Sam about the end, about like him saying yes in Detroit, because that's right. What had happened. Dean obviously is like, oh, Detroit, this is definitely it, because that's mm-hmm. what happens there. Mm-hmm. But, and then Lucifer again was like, I think it's going to be Detroit, Sam. Like, mm-hmm. And then Sam seemed to like know that like that was bad. So I kind of think he told Sam, just not Bobby, about it.
I don't know.
They never explicitly say.
Yeah, there's no...
I assumed that Sam knows. If Dean knows something, I assume Sam knows, unless it's explicitly said that they didn't tell them.
Well, if he were going to tell Sam that, you would think he would have told him on the phone call he made at the end of
the end. Yeah.
Which he didn't, so he was like, zap me to a terrible future, and it was the worst thing in the world. Like, he didn't say anything about that.
I thought there was more stuff.
Together.
Yeah, I thought there was more. I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway. But also, I was like, rude. Detroit? Why does it have to be Detroit that the world has to end?
The world doesn't end in Detroit. Sam just says yes to Lucifer in Detroit.
That's mean. Also, that didn't look like Detroit alleyways.
I mean, you're not wrong.
There's no, like, weird, like, hanging stuff on the alleys.
Listen.
And also, they're really big.
Yeah, Detroit alleys aren't usually that big. Listen, it's fine. They do an episode in Dearborn. They do a really good job. The brick, that's totally Michigan brick, for sure.
Yeah. Some of these episodes do really well, and then some of them I'm like, that doesn't look like a Michigan
house. I respect their efforts because all these episodes are filmed in Vancouver, so.
Also, I want to know, I question it. Is this inherently true with every house in different states? Like, I know, like, Arizona and New Mexico have very similar houses because it's, like, the desert. So they have, like, you know, oh, yeah, that obviously looks like...
The Southwest vibe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So...
A regional vibe.
Yeah, is there, like, different things? Because, like, Michigan is so inherently, like, they all look like this. Yeah. And same thing in, like, I want to say, like, Ohio, too. Like, they all just kind of have this very...
I feel like...
Vibe.
It's the region, you know? Like, I feel like the Pacific Northwest, they have homes, they got a vibe. California got its own thing going on. The general, you know, the West... I guess you could say, the Great Plains, the Southwest, just the South in general. Florida's its own category, as usual. The East Coast, the Southern East Coast, and, like, the Northern East Coast. There's some varieties, I think, there. Yeah, I feel like it's regional.
Yeah, I just...
Like, when I say these regions, like, I think of different houses.
Yeah, because I'm just like, I swear to you, these houses are very distinct in Michigan. So distinct. I could be like, no, that's not a house. Oh, yeah, I've definitely driven by
I'm definitely driven by that house.
Yeah, like...
That's a Midwest house for sure, definitely.
Yeah, so I just always find it interesting that I'm like, they're all the same. All the houses were the same. Yeah. They took cookie-cutter houses and just popped them out.
Yeah, they built them all real quick in, like, the 60s or whatever, 50s and 60s, and here we are still.
Mm-hmm. Same houses. Let's move on from Michigan real estate, I guess.
Yeah. So they're in Detroit.
Yeah, they're in Detroit. Sam has to drink lots of demon blood, which I don't think the human stomach could consume, but maybe it, like, metabolizes super fast, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, that's a lot of liquid to be drinking there, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you gotta go say yes, and then you won't have a bathroom break problem because you're being possessed by an angel who's regulating all of your bodily functions. But I liked Sam's sort of goodbyes.
Yeah.
The Bobby one was wholesome, of course.
I liked Cass. Oh my God. He's like, yeah, sure. And he's like...
You know, because Sam's just like, you know, take care of these guys. And Cass is just like, yeah, like, no one can do that, bud. And Sam's just like, dude. He's like, oh, I was supposed to lie.
He's like, oh boy, I
messed that up. Sorry about that.
And he's
that.
Like, just stop talking, Cass.
Yeah, just stop. I love you. Stop talking. Please.
No, but I really love and hated that, like, Sam was like, telling Dean, like, you can't bring me back. We're done with this. Yeah. We're done. Like, you
made the promise
to go away. Go find Lisa. Go have your apple pie life. Also, funny enough, I feel like Dean only did that because Sam told him to, just realizing.
Absolutely.
It. Yeah, and then Dean's like, I guess I'll do it. Like, I don't want
Dean's heart wasn't in it. Either way, he did it because it was his promise to Sam, and he thought this is what he wanted and what, you know,
because this is what he's wanted for so long, right. But your wants can change, Dean. I think Dean just doesn't realize that. I feel like I have things crawling all over me, and I absolutely hate it.
You're okay.
But, yeah, so I think he's just, like, he's wanted this from day one. This is his childhood, like, dream, and it's, like, not what he wanted. And so, like, he's just like, I guess I'll do this for Sam, because this is what I said I wanted, but whatever. Anyway, no, but Sam says yes to Lucifer. Doesn't go well.
He does. Lucy screwed us. He really tricked us there. We thought, you know, he throws the rings and says the words, and, you know, he's, oh, man, oh, you got to get to the portal, you know, and then it's not him. He's, I was just messing with you, Dean.
Yeah.
Ooh, Sammy's long gone.
And then, so mean. Like, you know, Lucifer goes off with Sam. No offense to Jared Padalecki. He's not my favorite Lucifer.
Okay, but that's not fair because Pellegrino's Lucifer is amazing.
It's hard to add up. No, I'm even thinking of other people. I don't know. Like,
okay, that person's Lucifer is obviously the best Lucifer.
There's a few others that I'm always just like, I don't know.
What other Lucifers? I really have three.
I know. I think the boys pretending to be someone else is really hard for me to wrap my head around because, like, they're so them.
I understand.
And, like, also the actors, like, embody them, too. So,
I think,
like,
Jared did a good job with it, though.
I think he did good. It just, it was different. It wasn't as sassy as Pellegrino's.
Right. Well, the context didn't call for sass. It was more a...
I know.
Like, but the conversation there, by the way, the mirror trick, I loved.
Oh, I love that,
when they were having conversations. Mm-hmm. It was more of a... Maybe you didn't like it because it was very the end Lucifer.
Sort of soft-spoken.
And you're just like, stress. I don't like this.
Yeah, I liked sassy Pellegrino Lucifer. Just sassy Lucifer in general.
Sassy Pellegrino Lucifer was less stressful than calm, cool, collected Sam.
Well, because I'm even thinking when he was like calm, cool, collected in like Hammer of the Gods, like I thought it was just kind of different. He was still just kind of like cheeky.
It's, I think, the mannerisms, the way he holds himself. Yeah. I think it's really that kind of thing.
That's why I think I was just like, I'm not giving shit to Jared. He did a good job, but it's not my favorite, but that's okay.
I understand.
I do really like, so, like, you know, the world's ending because everything's dying around them, which, again, I keep forgetting that, like, shit was hitting the fan around the world because we don't really see it that much in all these episodes, but, like...
Storms and natural disasters.
Like, it's bad. Like, it's real bad.
Yeah.
But I do feel really bad that Dean's like, I'm going to go see Sam. And Bobby's like, I don't know. We can't really do anything. And even Cass is like, I don't know. There's really nothing else we can do. Let's just go drink a bunch of alcohol.
Yeah,
like,
Cass,
I don't really want to do. And it kind of surprised me for both of them that they were just kind of like, I don't know, let's give up hope. And I was like, you aren't going to go down swinging? Because even Dean was like, I'm going to go to the battlefield. Mm-hmm. Cass is like, you're going to die.
And yeah, he's Cass like, is like, you're going to be murdered for
well,
sure.
And then, well, and I'm sitting here going, well, you're going to be killed anyway. Like, what do you think? Like, at least maybe you could maybe make a dent somewhere. I don't know.
Right.
Like, I just thought that was interesting. But I do like that Dean automatically thinks of Chuck to look for it. And I was like, nice.
Hey, man, you got the skinny?
Yeah, seriously. To find out where this battle is happening.
Also, that was smart.
I really like that. Chuck is just like, oh, the angels are keeping it hush-hush. But I saw anyway. I'm like, yeah.
But I know what's up.
I bet anyway. You did.
Oh, yeah. But you did.
And then I love that, you know, again, Cass tells Dean that, like, Michael's going to kill Sam and with Lucifer in him, too. So, like, I don't know if you want to be there when this happens,
Dean. I'm not really
Dean.
Sure you want to watch your brother die.
But then, of course, he's like, I'm not leaving him alone to die. And I'm like, oh, Dean, like, that's fair. And then Cass, again, is just like, you're a good whole man. You're a good wholesome man, Dean. Like,
yes, that's true.
That continues on for rest of seasons, I feel like. For Cass as well, too.
Absolutely.
To be like, I'm not going to let him die alone.
These are facts.
Wow, it really is. I'm thinking of season, yeah. Like,
yeah.
8.
Yeah, bud. It is.
Woof.
Let's not talk about season 8.
Okay, really quick before we get into, like, the end part of this.
Right.
I also forgot one of the huge issues, and I feel like I've seen a lot of, like, Swan Song a few times, so I was just like...
Surprised you forgot?
Yeah, that, like, Lucifer brings up all these old demons that, like, Sam knew, and they're all, like, his grade school teacher, his babysitter, and all these people that
prom
have been...
Prom date.
Yeah, it's a prom date, and, like, all these people that, like, has been in Sam's life, and Lucifer's like, yeah, Azazel was, like, watching you forever.
Whole time.
Whole time, like this whole time. And we had this conversation before, and I'm thinking something new, because I was always like, does Azazel know, like, what Lucifer had in store for Sam? Because this is where I got confused, because now I'm kind of thinking there's, like, kind of a plot hole too, because, like, did Lucifer, because Azazel was like, you were my favorite, like, I wanted him to win, but at the same time he didn't seem to care that much.
All right,
but why did Azazel have all of these people around Sam? And I know Lucifer could have been like, oh, this is my favorite.
Yeah, fan favorite, keep an eye
but
on him.
But why wasn't Azazel like, oh, if this is my lord's fan favorite, it shall be my fan favorite too. Like, I should want him alive kind of thing. And he didn't seem super broken up that Sam was killed by Jake back in season 2.
Yeah, he wasn't super concerned.
He was happy that Dean brought him back. He's like, you saved me. You brought my horse back. Thanks, man. Like,
perfect, my fave.
But so I was just like, interesting. So I don't know, unless my thought is now is that Lucifer told Azazel to do this to all the children.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make sense.
Sure.
To make sure that, like, they don't get hurt, they can be, like, have the things in life.
That's true, to make sure that they live to their maturity.
Yeah.
For the demon blood thing.
Maybe make sure that, like, they don't go off the rails.
Right,
like,
protecting his investment.
Yeah.
This took years to orchestrate.
Because, like, for Sam, that's a whole thing. Like, you're like, shit, we got these boys, like, hunting. Like, ooh, shit. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious to know the whole grand picture. Because I do agree. We did say that I don't think Azazel knew that
the prize
Sam
fight.
Was the vessel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was going to be a prize fight. I think Lucifer was like, get me out of the cage. There's going to be an apocalypse. And
Azazel
was like, cool, sounds good. And I need a vessel.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get me one of these demonic children.
That was, I think, as far as Azazel knew.
Yeah.
And he was just like, sounds good, boss.
And it could be, too. I don't know. I'm curious. I wish there was, like, a bigger, like, lore book on Supernatural. It could have been, like, there's different bloodlines that Lucifer maybe just didn't know the bloodline.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about people having to sit down and write this lore book. They'd lose their minds. They'd be Charlie Kelly's, Pepe Sylvia, okay? Like, you can't. There's a lot of conflicting
there's
things.
There's a lot of
lore to go through.
As Chuck said.
This would be...
Wrapping up is hard. You can't tie up all those things.
Endings are impossible.
And there's holes in the plot.
There's always going to be holes. There's not if you do it right, Chuck.
I mean, yeah, you just kind of remember, like, what you wrote.
Just even a basic outline.
I know, seriously.
Small details you can forgive, but, like, big things, and I'm thinking of something in 15.
The boys.
You just...
The boys not knowing vampires existed. I'm still shook over that.
I thought that was a weird thing. I felt it was, like, shoehorned in to they had never hunted a vampire. Like, that just doesn't compute to me. That doesn't make sense. So
yeah.
They only, what, hunted, like...
Werewolves? Kind of?
Barely. Like, ghosts.
Yeah.
And mostly ghosts. The variety of ghosts, the poltergeists and such. Wendigos.
Well, no, they've never hunted a Wendigo before, though. It was, like, their first time with that one, I thought.
I don't think they've hunted one. Maybe with John they did.
Didn't personally hunt one before?
Yes. Before episode two.
Right.
Because Sam, it was like...
So what did they hunt? Ghosts? That's
yes!
It? They're literally just ghost hunters? They're literally just the ghost facers? Yeah. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, they are. Just like, a little better. Yeah, not even that great at the beginning.
What else could they have hunted? I mean...
I don't know. There's like other weird like gods. Yeah.
Sure. The pagan gods. They've encountered varieties of those. But yeah, like that's mostly all they hunted. And so then you're telling me, I guess if the vampires were like kind of extinct, but then in later seasons, the vampires are all over the place. So
I know.
I think really, of course, it's because, you know, Twilight happened and they're like, people are interested in vampires. So they do more vampires in the show. And it's also easy to write the vampires.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just kind of a crutch at that point. Anyway, yeah, stuff like that that seems easy to remember and simple. It turns out it's not, apparently, but that's what happens when you go through writers so much. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, going back to, so Dean, you know, is gonna go to see his brother, and, you know, Dean's kind of sad because everyone's just kind of giving up hope around him. Like, everyone just kind of like, I don't know what to say. And then Cass really just doesn't know what to say to Dean either, because he's just like, I'm sorry, like, you're brother's gonna die. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, it's gonna happen and it's gonna suck, but like, I
don't know what to tell you. You signed up for this.
Yeah, like, I don't know. There's not much help we can do, but like, I just kind of realized this is the first thing. It's just like, I'll go with you, like, kind of thing that, like,
wow, don't bring that up. Don't say that to me. Don't say that to me.
Because that's what he does. They all go find Lucy. They all go find Lucifer and Michael.
Don't say that to me.
They do, though. It's really wholesome.
You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
I mean, yeah. Again, I do really like that Lucifer is just like, what was this all for? If God wrote this, then why are we doing this? Why did he create us like this?
Lucifer's got some really great points.
I like when they bring this up because it is very like, what's the point kind of thing? Like, how, whose fault is this really? Like, it's God's fault.
I mean, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. I also really loved the, I don't know what it is, but like this conversation that Lucifer and Michael have, mm-hmm, really just drove home the Sam, Lucifer, Michael, Dean parallel for me.
Yeah.
Like, so well, because clearly Lucifer and Michael have the same, a similar dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
One's the older brother, one's the younger brother. The younger brother was the outcast. So Michael tells Lucifer, you know, you're a monster, Lucifer, and I have to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is literally Sam's worst nightmare with Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Dean were to say that to him, his worst nightmare.
Literary symmetry.
And John telling Dean, you know, you might have to kill your...
Yeah, literally.
You might have to kill... This is all hitting me. You might have to kill your brother. You know, Dean's like, I can't kill my brother. I don't want to kill my brother.
He was told, no, they've said this again. Like, yeah, mm-hmm, it literally is that, like, he was told orders from his dad, and he's going to... do it.
God damn.
It's just how it is.
Literary symmetry, man.
Yeah. From like a...
But done right. Done well.
Yeah. Like, they're getting orders from deadbeat dads. It makes sense. And like, Michael even said, he's like, I love my brother. Like, I would do anything. But he's like, but I have to do that. This, though. Like,
they're all, I love my brothers. I don't want either of them to kill each other. But that's just how it's gonna be.
Well, and to me, this... you know what's sad, too? To me, this is very telling, too. Because, like, at first, Michael did put him in the cage as, like, a timeout kind of thing. But then he just got worse. So, honestly, it's kind of the same thing for Sam. If Sam didn't change and go off the rails, I think Dean maybe would have killed him. Do you know what I mean? And that's exactly what happened. If he really went off the deep end with the demon blood and, like, wasn't who he was as a good person, like Sam, like, you know what I mean? I think Dean would have been like, I think I have to kill him, because, like...
Well, and, like, both Michael and Dean kind of pushed their younger brother sort of towards...
Yeah.
Their behavior, in a way. And then, yeah, except Dean's able to bring Sam back from the edge.
Yep.
Whereas Michael couldn't, and so then, you know, and then he gets his orders and throws him in the cage, right?
Yeah,
they have their fight, throws him in the cage. So at least Dean was able to kind of save Sam a little bit, but, you know, damage was done at that point.
Okay, getting into the giant fight, we get our classic line from Cass.
Mm.
Hey, ass butt! Throws a goddamn Molotov. Like,
throws the Molotov cocktail of holy oil at Michael, and he disappears.
I love that Dean's like, ass butt? And he's like, I don't know.
Bro, I'm doing my best. I'm here, ain't I?
Yeah, he's just like, I don't know. And then, like, of course, Lucifer's like, Castiel, did you just Molotov my brother with holy oil? And he's, no.
like, Cass, honey, he was right there.
Like, I don't
know.
You're
really just to Lucifer himself. You're just gonna be like, nah, man, you got that all wrong.
He's just
Chung, like, I ain't like that. I don't know. And then he explodes. And I'm like,
yeah, yikes. He killed my son. I did not appreciate that.
I do really like, not like, but I think it's telling that Dean is very shook.
He's pretty shook.
That Cass was obliterated.
I would be unhappy if I saw Cass blow up right in front of me.
So I was like, yikes. Well, because I think he's just like, shoot, this is the end. And then, like, of course, yeah. Like,
he's going to be Lucifer, losing his brother. Lost Cass now.
Bobby shoots Lucifer, yeah. And then, like,
couple of times.
Lucifer snaps his neck. So then he's like, shoot, we're going down. Like,
loses his pseudo father, sure.
So I think it was just, yikes.
And then Lucifer's just like, you know what? I'm sick of your shit, Dean. I'm over. You're a pain in my ass. And then he starts beating the hell out of him.
Mm-hmm. But then we get all the cute little flashbacks. I did really like how this was done.
The memory montage was done. The execute. This is what really got me tearing up a little bit. Because every time I watch season 5's finale, I cry. I can't help it.
You've watched it like 3 times.
Yeah, and every time I cry because it's sad. And it's just, it's done so well. And it gets me. And Chuck's narration. And listen. So the memory montage was so good. And I like that it just, you stop hearing like any sort of sound. Except, yeah. Like, what was it? It was like
breathing or something.
It was like a whistling or a wind or something like that. It was whatever the sound was that was on there was really good. Because it was just silence, the memory montage, and then that singular sound. And it was just, it was really, really good.
The whole episode was silent, actually. The whole episode was pretty much silent. If you rewatch it pretty much, except where Dean like comes up to them and he's like, it's all very eerily silent because it's the end.
I didn't notice that.
Because normally they'll have, like cars around because of the end of the world. And it's just, it was a little more eerily silent. And there's a lot more long pauses in between each character dialogue. It was shot differently. It was really nice, though. Because it makes it just kind of, like, drags out a little bit. And that's why I'm just like,
all right,
nothing happens in this episode. Anyway, but yeah, the montage was very cute. And Sam broke free. And he got it. And he jumped into the pit.
And he took Michael with him.
He took Michael with him.
Because Dean's like, it's okay, Sam, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm here. And then all those memories, and then he gets it, and he's like, I got him. And then there's Dean.
And then there's Cass.
Kneeling on the ground, yeah, and then there's Cass, and he comes back.
With Angel Mojo, and heals Dean.
He's mojoed back up again, of course.
I do really like a few things, that he's like, I'm back. And then Dean's like, Cass, are you God? And could you imagine watching this live?
I'd be shook.
Being like, oh my God, he is!
Cass
like,
is God, oh no!
Oh no, well...
How did I not see it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he's like, no, of course not, or something. He says like something like, I'm glad you have
I appreciate the compliment or something like
that. Yeah, like, but no, I am not God. But God brought me back. Again.
New and improved.
Again. Again. Yeah. Very telling of something.
Brought him back. You know, sometimes you have characters and they're just so interesting.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. He brought Bobby back. So they were all back together again, except, you know... Sam.
But Dean gets to go be with Lisa.
Yeah.
In the thing. But at the end, we see Sam is back. Yeah.
They were like, huh? Yeah. Also, I love that he gets out of the cage, like, immediately.
Well, you don't really know how long.
It's just like
a couple weeks or something.
I'm sure. It's some amount of time. I don't remember how long.
Yeah. Last thing I kind of want to say, just to mention that I think is interesting, is that after Sam jumps in, Cass and Dean have this conversation because, you know, he's like, I don't know. I was brought back. Like, I think I'm going to go back to heaven and, like, just do some work because this is my place now. This is where I think I'm going to do good.
It's all chaos there. There's no Michael ruling anything, so somebody's got to step up.
I love that. Yeah, I do love Cass is like, yeah, I'm going to be in charge now. I'm like, aw, wholesome. But Cass is like, you're unhappy? And he's like, yeah, I'm angry. Like, you got good things came your way. I still lost my brother, like, which is like...
Like, the most important thing to me.
Yeah, so, like, all of my stuff is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And Cass, like, you know, got what he wanted, but Dean, in the end, doesn't get what he wants and what he wanted. And I think it's very interesting that Sam comes back after this for what we know that happens in season 6.
Right. And because Cass, he said, you know, fixing heaven, going back there, because Dean's like, really? You want to go back to heaven? Like, weird. Thought we were friends. Cass is just like, you know, seems like the right thing to do. Because Cass always wants to do, you know, he tries to do the right thing, which I think resonates with both the Winchesters. And I think one of the reasons why they seem to be on the same team is because they just want to do the right thing. And yeah. And before, you know, Cass just disappears on Dean, as usual, he does ask him, though. He's like, what would you rather have? You know, peace or freedom? Which I think is a good question for Dean.
Yeah, would you rather live in chaos with your brother or, like...
The freedom of the open road, or peace without your brother.
Yeah, and everything's good.
Good. Air quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the question for Dean, though. Going into season six, you know, what does he want? Does he want the sort of apple pie life or back on the road, hunting monsters, saving people, hunting things, family business? That's what he has to decide now. That's his decision to make. And he makes it. Well, let's see if he sticks with it.
Another huge thing that, like, I feel like we need to talk about is that Chuck disappears at the end, you know, after narrating this entire episode, and he's like, ooh, the ending and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and mm-hmm. you can't know it, and yada, 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 and he disappears. And so that's where we get the theory that he could possibly be God. I feel like when we originally watched this, I was not aware of this. I think I was just so overly tired that I was not picking up the clues that they were putting down of this.
Right.
And I think it was online that people were like, oh yeah, Chuck is definitely God. Like, mm-hmm. this is like, I feel like a thing, because it is. And I'm pretty sure Kripke never confirmed it.
Right.
But he was like, well, like, he might not be God.
He really just washed his hands of this whole situation. He was just like, well, I got 1 through 5 done, and that was my story, and I'm out of here.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting, though, because that's why I kept, like, bringing it up, because it's just like, so what? I don't know. And it does make sense, but also, either way, I think at the time, Chuck is a prophet, it makes all this sense, but Chuck is God. It also does make sense to be like, he's just toying around these characters in his book because it's mm-hmm. funny to him. He knows all this stuff. He brought Cass back a lot. And it would make sense because Cass, you know, when they first, I say like a meet, when they go to Chuck mm-hmm. and then Raphael was coming to, like, you mm-hmm. know, smite Castiel.
Yeah.
And he stood his ground. And I think Chuck really appreciated that and was just like,
I like this guy.
I like this guy. He's got some moxie and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing because, like, I don't know, Cass is just different. Like, Cass, he was this big, powerful angel. And then all of a sudden, somehow he fell. I don't know. It's interesting. And I feel like it is noteworthy. Especially here, especially for this rewatch, mm-hmm. because
absolutely, completely important.
And Rob ends up staying with the fandom the whole time, so like,
yeah,
even he was like, I don't know, my God,
I don't know, maybe not, but I'm having a good time.
Well, and then I think even he was just like, oh, how dare you, I'm God, like, he just has like funny things, and people rude. Are like, yeah, like,
I mean. Because the theory with 1 through 5 makes sense because, okay, so Chuck would have been pretending to be a prophet this whole time mm-hmm. because clearly he's not human because he just disappeared. Like, what's the explanation for that? And
the prophets later on in the show mm-hmm. do not match up to Chuck's prophets. And again, you could use that as, like, not following sort the canon. Of? But like, they kind of match, but they also don't match. And that would make sense because Cass was like, oh, he's a prophet. Because remember, he said for What's-Her-Face, Leah, they were like, Leah, whatever. Cass is like, she's not a prophet.
She ain't a prophet. Mm-hmm. I know all their names.
Yeah, so, like, it would be easy to, you know, he's God. He's the one delivering the message of who is the prophet. So he just writes down Chuck Shirley and is just like, yep, I'm a prophet.
It's me, prophet.
It is interesting.
And he didn't look as you know, Chuck in the bathrobe, unshaven, hasn't showered in a couple of days. He didn't look like that at the end of this while narrating
this.
Yeah.
He was wearing like this white shirt mm-hmm. that's like cleaned up.
He was drinking out of a glass.
Yeah. And it looked like nice bourbon. He drank all of it.
He looked
like
confident while he was click-clacking this out.
Yeah, and it wasn't garbage that he was writing.
Mm-hmm. It was actually pretty good. And literally, I don't remember what line it was, but I was like, oh, that was a good line. Oh, Sam and Dean were never, in fact, homeless. He was that's a good line.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, that's pretty good. I mean, he was just confident with that. And I'm like, that's not the Chuck that we knew.
And to be fair, the things that he was writing about the Impala, it's like, how would the prophet of the Winchester know this?
How
would
he just know this? How would he have this knowledge? What, are you looking up the VIN number, like, for the Impala?
I thought that was interesting about that. And going forward, I feel like that's a thing to note.
Just write it down. Just put it in your brain. Keep it.
Chuck may be God.
It's a fair theory mm-hmm. at this point.
It makes sense.
With the things we've seen so far. Up to all of season 5. Can't believe already all of season 5.
I know. Holy shit, man.
Now we're getting into the New Testament.
Yeah, literally. Okay, I think that's all for this episode. So thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at HunterHosts. Also, check out our ratings of each episode and see where they fall in our rankings. Again, we are your Hunter Hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We are driving off, and we will see you all next week in our rearview mirror. Bye! You can have stories.
Okay, you need to move a little bit.
Which way?
Nope, this way. Thank you. Okay, you're fine. Yeah, there's that.
Oh, why is there a centipede?
I don't know, but I didn't want to tell you what it was at first. I'm sorry. I didn't want to...
Ah!
It's It's really gross. Do we have a vacuum?
No.
Oh, do we have a cup?
No! Ugh! I don't know. I guess I could use this broom.
And do what?
Smack it.
Smack it? I'm frightened.
Same. I have shoes on. I'll scooch.
Go.
Oh, no! Other way! Other way!
And I was like...
Okay. I definitely hurt him.
Ah, where'd he go? He's right there. He's right there. Beep, beep, beep.
Die! 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 Crystal's gonna come up here and be like, what the fuck is going on? Okay, he's dead. Okay. Come here. Oh, he's really dead. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I have the heebie-jeebies. Oh.
Okay, okay, I'll sweep him. I'll sweep him.
Oh, I just can't. He's definitely dead. I'll his body's.
Him. I'll sweep him. It's okay. It's okay, I'll sweep him.
Where did he come from?
I have lost my notebook. I don't know where it went.
Right there.
Oh. God, that was a traumatic event.
That was traumatic.
Gross.